you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking again today with my friend Robin Davis. She's been with us for almost 2 weeks talking about homeschooling, but she's got a lot of interesting things to say that apply to a whole lot of people besides just homeschoolers. One of the questions that I'm sure would be asked, Robin, would be, do you give your children tests or exams?
We don't do it that way. Some people do. Our program, the curriculum materials that we're using, I administer the materials myself, and we don't send materials back to a central office, although there are programs like that that actually might be good for somebody just starting out if you just feel you need that security. We do give our children standardized tests once a year, and those are administered by somebody else so that we can be sure they're nice and objective. So they do have that objective measurement. I'm not afraid of objective measurement of our children's achievement. I see them as a useful guide. If there's a weak area, then we can remediate. And if they're doing well, which our children have been, then that helps me just to relax and not be anxious. Because quite frankly, sometimes I will wake up at 3 a.m. and just lie there and think, what are we doing? Are we absolutely crazy? Because sometimes it is difficult to be so countercultural, to be doing something so different from the rest of the world.
Someone has said that Christians are people who have to stand on their heads in order to look at the world correctly. And there's a sense in which that's right, because we belong to another world altogether. We are headed for that, and everything we do in this world is aimed at that world. And our lives make no sense except in terms of that other world.
I would agree completely, and I think our culture's values are so out of sync with God's values. For example, Jesus said, you must become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. So who is the greatest among you? You know, it's to become like a little child, or you're the greatest if you're the one who serves. So it's just the opposite of you know, power and prestige, but it's the little children that God elevates as who we should try and imitate and be like. So that God highly values little children, but our culture doesn't. Just look at abortion. 1.5 million unborn babies it's too much of a burden to bring them into the world and to raise them. Our culture doesn't have room for these precious little children.
Treated as things when they're aborted, aren't they? Just
right.
A piece of tissue, disposable Kleenex, as it were. What are your goals, Robin, in training your children, teaching your children?
I think that's a question that I have to keep going back to as we get bogged down in, you know, various nitty-gritties of participles and gerunds and algebraic equations. Our heart's desire is for our children to know and follow Christ as Lord and Savior, to grow to be loving, kind, gentle, patient, generous adults, willing to stand against the tide for Christ. Now, we can't control that. I can't control their behavior, and I can't control their outcome. It's something that I earnestly pray for, and pray that the Holy Spirit will work those sorts of things in our life. I think my goal for my children is that they become Christians and be Christians and be disciples. So it's not primarily that they get a good education. So the focus is on the spiritual qualities. I see homeschooling as a means toward that end, that it's a way that we have chosen to try and set a godly example before them, to expose them to positive role models, and to some extent screen out negative influences so that we can maybe be co-workers with God in this process of training the children.
high goals and certainly unreachable without the help of the Lord, aren't they?
Certainly.
And we have His promise, the Lord God will help me. That's one of my life verses, Isaiah 50, verse 7. The Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Well, we've talked about all sorts of interesting things. You've been doing homeschooling for how many years?
10 and a half.
10 and a half years. You've got 5 children, ages?
15, 13, 10, six and a half, and 3 and a half.
3 and a half. And Robin has told us that homeschooling is legal. She's told us some of the benefits of homeschooling. There are some people who, let's face it, really can't homeschool, right?
Definitely. And I think that, how do you decide if homeschooling is for you? I'd say, number one, the husband and wife need to be in agreement. If the husband is dead set against it, then I think it's safe to assume that it's not God's will for the wife to homeschool the children, because I believe that the wives are to submit to their husbands and look to the husband for that sort of leadership in the family. Now, it doesn't mean, though, that if the husband is, say, opposed or, you know, questioning, that you couldn't maybe spend a year investigating it, looking into it, reading some books, and in a respectful way have a discussion about it. Very often the wife will hear a program like this or see something in a magazine, or something will come up with friends and will get very excited about homeschooling. And she's, you know, 30 miles down the freeway, and the husband's still back at the starting gate. And oftentimes there needs to be that time of discussion and working through it together. So I'd say that's really essential. I think another essential thing is, you know, the wife's health. For example, I have a dear friend who has recently gone through chemotherapy, and her, you know, her physical health is of utmost importance right now, that she not stress that. So that's an important factor. I think another factor is that the children, there needs to be some discipline in the home. And this one example that I gave a few days ago of the mom who tried homeschooling, she was separated from her husband, and she didn't have control of her children, and that was just a disaster. So she needs to work on the control of the children and getting order in her home, but I would not say that it's a good idea to start homeschooling right now.
Can you make a suggestion for the mother who's listening to us, who says, oh, there's no way I could homeschool. I can't even get my children to behave, to make their beds, to do anything. And let's say she has 2 children, ages 4 and 6, and she's never even thought of teaching them to make their beds or to help with the dishes or anything. What can that dear frustrated mother do?
Well, I really sympathize with her, because this is a weak area for me. It's an area that I feel that God is requiring so much of me, because I have to teach my children these very qualities that I am not strong in. So that I think maybe a thing to do would be to find a mother who maybe seems to have her act together a little bit, and let her teach you, in the sense of, what is it, Titus 2, where the older women are to teach the younger woman. Maybe there's a mom who's just 5 years older who could help her. Maybe you tackle one thing a week. Don't suddenly try and tackle everything. But
you learned a lot from my mother, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
My mother had raised 6 children a good many years before you ever met her. And those older women, my heart aches for the young women who need the older women to teach them, the older women who will be obedient to Titus 2, 3 to 5. And so many of the older women have not even thought of that being a responsibility before God. So let's just encourage you older women who are listening to pray that the Lord will make you a spiritual mother, shall we say, or at least pray that the Lord will give you an opportunity with some younger woman. And if she comes along, don't say, oh, well, I wouldn't know how to do that, because you do know a whole lot more than she does, if you'd just be willing to listen to her questions.
I'd just like to say that another source of help is our homeschool support group, because there are women who have been doing homeschooling for a while in whom God has been working, and who are a little further down the road.
And don't be embarrassed to be helped in these areas. It takes a degree of humility to say, teach me, I really don't know how to do this.
It certainly does, and I think that's another one of the real benefits of homeschooling, is that I am so aware of my weaknesses every day, because with five children, I realize I'm not naturally patient. You know, I'm not naturally gentle, that these are things that God is working to bring about in my character. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity for what God can do in me as well as in them.
These are supernatural. They're not natural with any of us. And Valerie has another homeschooling mother with whom she trades one subject. She teaches that mother's children one subject, and that mother teaches her children one subject, so that gives each of them a free hour. Not exactly free. I mean, of course, for one day it's free for one of them, the next day it's free for the other one. One last question. If a couple is considering homeschooling, Robin, how would they get started?
I think if the children are still preschool, I'd say get connected with a support group and go to some meetings and meet other homeschoolers. You don't have to be the lone ranger to homeschool. We're very much part of a group here. The kids need to learn obedience and respect, as we've talked about so much. So work on those sorts of things. Don't get bogged down in a big, heavy academic program with just preschoolers, but work on those basic good habits that you're trying to lay down. I'd say read to the children a lot, just try and develop a love of reading, and read books on homeschooling, such as Mary Pride. We mentioned her books earlier. Raymond and Dorothy Moore have written a number of books on homeschooling. There's also a book, The Survivor's Guide to Homeschooling by Shackelford and White, that I read recently. It's very down-to-earth and realistic and helpful.
Thank you, and you might be able to find those in your library. My guest today and for 2 weeks has been Robin Davis. Thanks so much, Robin, for being with me. I'm sure your talks on homeschooling have been a great help.
It's been a privilege to be here, Elizabeth.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.